Hi, is this Brian? Who the are you? That was my first client interaction ever. And it happened last November with BYU Law School's expungement clinic. It wasn't exactly the introduction I was hoping for. My name is Melissa Jo. I'm with BYU Law School's expungement clinic. I'm calling because you signed up for some help with getting your record cleaned up. Oh, yeah. You an attorney? Now, that usually isn't a hard question for me to answer. It's robotic now after some 3 years of owning my current title. I'm a student at BYU Law School, just rolls off my tongue. But it didn't that time, not when Brian asked. I think it was because in that moment, on that phone call, I could sense what he was looking for, or at least what he was hoping for, a savior of sorts. Someone that could unlock the gate to society and let him back in. That's not me. And unfortunately, it wasn't even my supervising attorney that day. Brian had countless convictions, open warrants, and pending cases, all of which disqualified him from the state's offer of conditional grace under Section 77 of the Utah Code. As a BYU law student, maybe it's not surprising to learn that I'm a religious person. I believe that Jesus Christ is my savior. I believe that the Bible and other scriptures are the word of God. And most importantly, I believe that all of that matters because of something called grace, that mighty and mysterious force that lets people change, that somehow swallows up the undesirable inside us all and fills the space instead with something pleasant and even virtuous. To be honest, I didn't come to law school, even at BYU, thinking my legal work would turn my thoughts heavenward much. But there I was, one phone call and a couple expletives away from Brian, thinking about God and contemplating the grace available in heaven and on earth, or at least in the state of Utah, for people that forsake their past and choose to change. I was still thinking about grace as I picked up my phone for the next call. Remembering to introduce myself and my purpose first before asking the client's name, I cleared my throat. Hi there. I'm a law student at BYU volunteering with the expungement clinic. I'm calling because I'm trying to help with an application. Is this Charlotte? And I will tell you what, a proper introduction can make all the difference. Within a few minutes, I had not only all the information I needed to move forward with the application, but also that sweet anticipation. When you feel that something truly remarkable might just happen. Charlotte's entire adult life had been plagued by a few convictions from her youth. Hers were petty things, but serious enough to hold her back in every job, every housing, and every other application that required any sort of background check at all. My supervisor and I carefully reviewed her record. We checked the dates, we scoured the databases, and we searched for anything that would jeopardize the application. And soon, we're convinced that Charlotte would be successful in her petition for grace in the form of a certificate of expungement from the state. I called Charlotte back with the good news as my supervisor and I were filing her application. And the gratitude on the other side of that line was overwhelming. In my mind's eye, I could see the smile on Charlotte's face and the tears rolling down her cheeks as redemption's sweet embrace engulfed her. Finally, the follies of youth, once written with scarlet ink, were fading and slowly becoming white as snow. I floated off the phone after Charlotte hung up. Beaming, I reached out and I nearly jumped on my supervising attorney with joy. Fortunately for her, though, Zoom doesn't have a hug feature yet. And so she was spared the brunt of my enthusiasm, though my excitement was still quite evident. There was simply something remarkable to me about what had just happened, even if it was only the beginning. History, Charlotte's history, was being rewritten, and her future was about to change because of it. Now, to be sure, I don't think I or my supervising attorney did anything particularly miraculous that day. We asked some questions, we got some answers, and then we filled out an online form. Nothing special. But it was clear that there was some serious magic in that moment. So where was it coming from? After a few minutes, I realized its source. It was the law. The law recognizing Charlotte's change. And in its olive branch, it celebrated it. The beauty in that can be hard, perhaps, to explain. But I guess if I had to put it into words, I'd say that it stems from this. The law rewards change with grace. Thank you.